the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
As promised on today's show, we are going to play an extra round of the movie scene. I like to movie.
Yeah, that's right. We didn't tell you today, that I would like to bring up. Actually, I'll do it after.
Now, can we just talk about the fact that Sarah's bum doesn't work? We'll take a listen.
Those Two Girls.
Hi.
Are you joking?
I thought you were going to talk, Scott. Is it us that talk first?
Always.
Yeah, since they tweaked the opener, it just comes
Feels weird, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. But we have to move with the times.
I know, we do.
Lees.
We do. We can't get bogged down in old openers.
No, that's old Lees and Sarah. We are. This is.
Please don't say hip hop and happening.
I was absolutely going to say that, and
it.
I had to retract what was coming out of my mouth. Guys, Click Frenzy Mayhem.
Yes,
it's happening. It started at 7 o'clock last night. It's going through to midnight tonight. We're talking. I mean, basically breaks the internet. But I think every major and minor.
I remember when Click Frenzy first launched and I signed up. I was so pumped. And then remember, it like totally failed. It failed to work. Everything crashed. People were really upset.
Oh, were you angry?
Well, according to my dentist, yes, because I've cracked 3 of my teeth, Sarah, from stress.
This is why I think maybe Click Frenzy could be the perfect time for you to maybe
buy a mouth gun,
buy a calming blanket.
I think we do need
I've
to get me a
calming
blanket.
I've had my eye on one of these things for you for ages. You know, it mimics your body weight through some kind of crystals and then just basically acts as a tranquilizer dart once it's thrown over your body. And I think you could do with that.
Do I need one for work and for home?
Yes. I think the show could go a lot higher if we just wrap you in one of those like a burrito.
Is it tax deductible?
And put the mic in front of your face.
Scotty.
You're hearing me, aren't you?
I can just picture her, like her arms by her side, the blanket
like
over
little,
her.
Like a little Lee's chrysalis with just her head popping out the top. And there'd be no need for you to fire off the aggro music that you do she gets
angsty. You guys would hate that. Listen, if you buy me one with work funds, I'll wear it.
All right, so Click Frenzy, calming blanket. If you guys see any deals on a calming blanket, send them through to us on Insta at Lees and Sarah, please. I've got an angry little lady.
Those Two Girls.
Well, it's been an exciting time on our little show because we've been following Sarah's passion to undertake a very, very challenging physical feat. It has been Sarah's journey to the half marathon. Wow.
I don't understand.
I mean that song's got such a slow lead in, doesn't it? It was supposed to start.
No, this is the landing of the bloody moon. This isn't Chariots of Fire.
No, this is Chariots of Fire.
Yeah, but it's meant to come in like the
Here we go, here we come.
So
can I say that again for dramatic effect? Here we go. Sarah's Road to the half marathon. That's how it was meant to
go. Yes, that's right. So
How are you going?
I had a goal to do a half marathon again this year. So I'm 38 and I used to do them in my 20s. I just wanted to get another one in my 30s.
How many? When you say you used to do them.
I did 4 in my 20s,
late 20s. And since your 30s, nothing.
Nada. So I started running again and I pulled up sore, niggly foot.
Okay.
And I thought, times have changed.
Okay.
And I took myself off to a podiatrist for the first time ever, and I explained my predicament to her, and she gave my feet a very thorough once-over, which I have to say is really uncomfortable.
Is it?
It is. So bare hands, she's touching my foot, testing its flexibility, testing my ankle, pressing parts of my body. She filmed me walking and then running and then made me watch it back in slow motion on a big screen.
Oh, my God.
It is the stuff of nightmares.
And then invited other people in to laugh. Yeah.
Hey, guys, look at how bad this is.
Basically, in a polite way, she said, "Oh, Sarah, you have dancer's feet, don't you?" Which is a polite way of saying they're completely screwed over.
Really,
so
is it?
I'm going to need to go down the path of orthotics, stable shoes. I was very upset because I thought I'm going to be going into the chemist section and buying basically fancy Birkenstocks
you
with Velcro.
You told me, though, that there was something she made you do.
I don't want to tell everyone that that's what she made me do.
You have to, because this is the road to Sarah's half marathon, so you have to share every detail with us. What
else
happened
at the podiatrist? So one of the reasons that my foot is playing up is it's all connected with biomechanics, up my knee, up to my hip, and she made me test my glute strength, and she did that by seating me on a chair, and I had my feet, my knees at right angles to the floor.
Yes.
And she said, okay, now just lift one of your knees up off the floor and just push yourself up to standing on one leg.
Okay, so for everyone listening at home, when you get to work or when you get to where you're going out of the car, we want you to try this. Mm-hmm. And if you can get up off a seated position on one leg, congratulations, you have functional glutes.
That's right. So, of course, I tried it and
what happened?
Was basically I was pinned to the chair making a noise like this. Mm. And she said, oh, okay. That's unusual. Could not get up off the chair. Then she said, try the other leg. Oh, all right, this one's going to be better, surely. Lift my knee up.
So when you're trying to do a mind-body connection and you're trying to, from your brain, activate your gluteal muscles.
Yeah, my bum is unconscious. Happens? It is unconscious. I cannot connect to it whatsoever. So I have...
They're dormant. Your glute muscles are dormant.
If they were a volcano, they haven't spewed any ash in many a year. There's no action happening there at all.
Is the marathon off the table because of your non-functional glutes?
The marathon is off the table because of my... Yep.
Okay, hold on though, Scotty. Don't lose hope.
I have to go back and do Pilates.
Because
I have to wear
stable
shoes.
Let's not lose hope here because Sarah's journey to the half marathon may be over, but you know what's not over? Sarah's journey to functional glutes.
Wow.
Sarah, we are going to track your progress. We are going to track your progress. And by the end of how long do you want to give yourself before you can get up off a chair?
12 weeks. A 12-week challenge. A 12-week bum challenge.
12-week bum challenge.
Build a better booty.
We're going to get you to be Miss New Booty. Can you play that song there? Yep, I hear it. Oh, Miss, I found you. Miss New Booty. That one, okay? We're going to have you get up off a chair in 12 weeks. You're an athlete.
Okay.
You are an athlete.
But yeah, there's no running. I'm not even allowed to run.
Who cares? Now we're working
I've just got to walk.
We've forgotten that challenge. You're getting up off a chair in 12 weeks. This is groundbreaking stuff.
Are we producing a radio show for the Hit Network, or is this our new podcast specifically designed for nursing homes? Because it's really hard to work out which is which now.
Lisa said she's going to make me do glute bridges after every show.
I am going to be your coach.
Okay. All right. Those two girls.
Last week, I'd like the two of you to recall how much grief you gave me when I declared that I packed my eldest son a really loving lunchbox that contained half a wheel of brie cheese and some miso soup.
Hold on, I think I've got that here. Is that this? You said this?
Remy has a wheel of brie per week. People are going to wake up this morning and go, I'm going straight to buy a wheel of brie. That's a fabulous lunchbox option.
Mm.
That and miso soup. Think about it.
I'm just worried. I'm worried he gets picked on for this.
Believe you me, he does not. 2-minute noodles in a thermos? That's what Australia wants. I mean, yeah, you guys gave me grief about that and you fired me up because you said that he would get bullied because of that.
He's taking a wheel of
brie
to school.
Bully's a harsh word, but I mean, it's certainly an unusual item in a 9-year-old's lunchbox, I think.
I told you guys that he requested that and he loves his brie cheese. Yeah.
I mean, I was actually at Woolies on the weekend and I was looking at the wheels of
the
brie.
The mini ones, not the $7 ones,
Sarah. I mean, they're $9 for a wheel. Even if I quartered that up 5 days, that's a lot of money for a slab of brie.
I'm buying the $3 Woolies brat. What, Scotty?
I just could not imagine. I went to a school similar to Remy's.
Yeah.
And I could not imagine ever walking up to
school and be like, here's me Wheel of Brie, guys.
Well, you were a sad little boy, so I'm not talking to you, talking about you, am I?
Wow.
So.
Wow, Scott, you're a kid whose mum gave him cheese sticks and it shows.
You guys pushed me to my limits and I doubted myself as a mother. So I went straight to the source and I asked Remy what he thought about his lunchbox and if he could share his thoughts and opinions with us all.
Rem, do you want me to stop putting the miso soup and the noodles and the double brie cheese in your lunchbox?
Never in a million years. First of all, the brie is French and it's really tasty. Whenever I take out my thermos, people are always like, what's in there? And then I show them miso soup and stuff and they're like, oh, I really want my mum and dad to get that. Scotty and Sarah, didn't nobody ever pack a nice lunchbox for you when you were younger? Didn't anybody even love you?
Did nobody ever love you? That is the question, guys. Even a 9-year-old child.
You know what? This is why Scott and I are such resilient characters to work with you, because we did get ordinary lunchboxes. We got soggy Vegemite sandwiches wrapped in cling wrap.
And look at you now, you miserable adult.
The only thing we had to keep our lunchboxes cool was a frozen popper.
Yeah. I didn't even get that, Sarah.
No ice box and a packet of sultanas as a treat.
My point is...
Did you write that script for him?
I didn't. That came from the heart and he was concerned about your childhood.
Also,
and that nobody
loved you.
Also, how do
you teach him to say thermos? Because he said thermos.
So he said thermos. Yeah, that, I mean, that is problematic. And I
and
wish he hadn't said that.
Also, what's problematic is, firstly, brie, it's French.
Well, it is, Sarah. What do you want
I
to say?
I know it's French. I know it's French. Lise,
that's
you, can't instill, you can't instill the French culture. You're not even teaching them French.
I am too,
you
Sarah.
You are not. That's a lie. Your parents are very disappointed in you because you are not teaching them French at home.
Listen.
So, boom.
My love language is through a lunchbox. So,
I have one question for everybody listening today. Something for you to all ponder as you go about your day.
Didn't anybody even love you?
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
There's been a jailbreak over in the US. But it's not the kind of jailbreak you expect. There is no little tiny saws smuggled into cakes like they do on the movies and they saw through the bars. There's no tunnelling out.
With a spoon.
No, like we saw on Green Mile.
Was that the Green Mile? The spoon?
Shawshank Redemption.
Shawshank.
That's right. There's no little mice. That was on the Green Mile.
Was it? Yes, that was the Green Mile.
Anyway.
Yes. Okay.
I digress. A woman has posed as a Californian sheriff and managed to get her boyfriend out of jail. So she wrote a letter pretending to be a deputy from the Ventura County Sheriff's Office and told the jail officials that they were having issues with overcrowding and all low-priority extraditions have been suspended. And basically they let him out because of the overcrowding.
Hold on, did she rock up in a costume?
No.
Really?
No, just a letter. And then she was there to pick him up.
Oh,
and
she dressed up and pretended she was a sheriff
forged a letter and then rocked up to collect him just as her normal self. And they actually let him out. And they realised they'd been duped 2 days later and they arrested them about a month later. But how's this for the price to pay for love?
Yeah, what is the price?
The woman is now in prison and has been sentenced to 15 years because she was guilty of forgery, third-degree escape and second-degree criminal impersonation.
Wow. I would do that for you, Sarah.
Would you?
Yeah, I'd try and bust you out of jail, I reckon.
I can't see why I would be in jail. If I was in jail, it would be because I'd been hanging around with you and I was like an accomplice to a crime that you'd committed.
I would try. I would rest at nothing.
You'd be the Bonnie to my Clyde?
Yeah, I think so.
I like that. This actually turned out really heartwarming. Thank you, Lise.
I don't know if I'd cop 15 years. That's slightly off-putting now that I hear that sentence.
But it's certainly creative and hats off for creativity.
Absolutely.
Think about what you've achieved over the last 15 years. Like 15 years ago, you were 52.
Shut up, Scott.
Think about how much of your life you would miss.
What? Listeners are probably thinking that, like, they might think that's true and then they might turn the dial because they think I'm like 67. So don't say that rubbish.
I mean, look at that quick math.
Hey, listen.
Stick around if you like
that. I didn't pass year 7 NAPLAN last week for nothing, guys.
It's a Wednesday morning, which means it's time for...
Movie.
Yes, we do.
The way this game works is I will give you an obscure scene from an iconic movie. Mm. The first person who can tell us what that movie is wins the point.
Yes.
Okay.
This is just a game of glory, nothing else.
There's nothing in it for anyone, really.
No budget.
Okay.
And I will just declare that I'm not very good at this game. I feel I'm not good at it.
Mm. Yeah,
I'm, you know what? You're like the
you're
kid
right.
in exams who were like, oh, I'm going to flunk this test. I really didn't do very well.
No,
and then you
no,
get
no.
an A+. And those people are annoying.
You know what, though? You are double points to Lise.
Oh, am I?
Yeah, you're better. You're so stronger at this game.
Lise has got 1 point. You've got 2. So it's, you know, it's...
And we've been playing for 2 years.
Streaming
right, here we go.
Okay.
The first movie. Can you pick the movie that this obscure scene is from?
What was that? The weather.
Sarah, it's the Lion King.
Don't you think?
Of course, it's Disney and it's animated. She's it's always like going to get that, change. Guys.
Also, it's the Lion King.
Yeah. I know, but I'm a 38-year-old grown-ass woman, so...
Oh, wow, don't get sweary. Hakuna Matata, mate.
Okay, moving number 2. It is best of 3. This thing could be over really fast. Movie number 2, you've got to work out which movie this obscure scene is from.
KFLB News Time 436. In the top story of the hour...
If it helps, it's an 80s movie.
...law enforcement mobilization in California history is currently underway. Police...
4 sequels came out of this movie.
Is it Rambo?
Sarah.
Is it Rambo?
All right, let's get this off the road.
I think it's Ghostbusters.
Is it Rocky?
Hang on.
First name.
Kyle.
It's following a man who was sent back in time to stop his friend's mum from being murdered.
It's not bad.
Well, we gotta get you to a doctor.
That's okay.
Back to the Future.
What do you mean for good?
All right, final call and then we give up. This movie stars Linda Hamilton and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, the Terminator.
Oh.
Sarah got it. That means... Sarah wins.
You've won it.
Oh, let's do the third one just for fun.
No, we don't have time, Sarah.
Come on, swing the loser a point. Let's do the third one. Have we got time, Scotty?
What? No, we don't, but we'll play in the podcast.
Oh, all right.
We'll play in the podcast.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you so much, Lee.
Have you ever seen The Terminator?
No,
highly doubt it.
I haven't.
Oh, you just heard Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah. I know Linda Hamilton was in it because she was very strong.
Amazing. Okay. Amazing physique.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Okay. I like to movie. Mm-hmm. Let's continue that right now.
Yeah, as for my buttocks, apparently it's very common.
I know, Sarah.
I think it's because people have office jobs and nobody actually squats anymore in their natural movement.
It's that and also a lot of women. Like once you have children.
Yeah, ligament stretch.
Those muscles don't. Yeah, I don't know. It's odd. I've had so many of my friends try that exercise since.
Yeah, me too.
I spoke to them about it.
This really is becoming a podcast.
No, but it's, can you do it, Scotty? Can you get up off the chair?
Can you show me what it's meant to be?
Because How low can we get that chair?
No, it's going to be lower.
It's too high. I'll take it down.
What's happening? Okay, just in the background of the podcast, both Lise and Sarah are trying to push their chairs.
Go, Sarah, that's still too high.
I think it is.
It's
let me just try and
high.
Get it.
Yep, yes. No. Activate your bum.
So.
Yes. Yes. Push.
Can't get off it with
so
the right.
So what have you got
to
do?
So you have to come over here. Come over to my mic.
Okay.
So you just have to sit on a chair at a right angle.
It's got to be a chair where your knee is over your ankle at a nice right angle. But you're
and then you've got to lift your leg up. Lift one leg up, and then you've got to push
get up off a chair
so
on
I can
one
now
leg.
Do it with that one, but I can't do it with my right.
So think about your bum muscle. Think about your right glute. Activate it with your brain. Go! It's like a retching cat.
Cannot do it.
Okay.
So go lower, but Scott. Use a mine. I'll step away. Sit on that one.
You just go use a mine.
Use a mine.
We're still doing a podcast, I know.
No, we are. Okay. We're still here, you guys.
Go. So what do I have to do?
Lift one leg up, one knee up, and then hop up. Okay, yes.
Oh, yes. Yes, but it's hard.
And now do your other one. Because apparently most people have a lazy side.
Keep your foot flat, Scott. Don't give it. Don't go momentum. Okay, don't use momentum.
Think about your bum.
Everybody think about Scott's bum, collectively.
So what, you use your bum to push?
Yeah, but you can't give momentum, Scott. You've got to keep your foot planted on the ground. Like, just use your right glute. Yes. Oh,
but the chair
men's bottoms
locked,
are stronger.
Yeah. But it's hard, isn't it?
Yes.
Lise can do it willy-nilly. She sent me the video, rubbing it in. Oh, look at my peach.
It's so
strong.
The thing you really stuck around for. Here's a movie scene, movie scene from an iconic movie. You guys have got to guess the movie.
We don't need our buzzers.
Yep. Okay.
I'm not asking for an answer now. Why don't you... I'll call you tomorrow. You just enjoy the rest of your day and tell Douglas I said hello, would you please? All right.
It's Tom Cruise.
That's exactly what I would have said.
Why didn't you?
No, it is.
Indiana, Tuesday. I'll be there.
It's Jerry Maguire.
Is it? Okay, that was a good teamwork.
It's my fault.
Oh, if I had have heard Renee.
Yes?
Yeah.
I mean, we've all got excuses, don't we?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Tom Cruise, man, he was somebody over all my school books. I would cut out magazines and when I was at school and I would have a theme for each workbook. So I would go through magazines and cut out. One was just eyes. Just eyes all over my workbook.
Do kids
One
still
was
do
Tom
that?
Cruise. I don't think they do. They just get book covers. But it would be a full school holiday activity where I would just go, do you do it?
Yeah, and we did it.
Yeah, and it could be sometimes I'd get like the City Beach catalogue and I'd get surfer girls and guys just on the beach and I'd put that on my bag. I mean, that was the polar opposite as to who I was as a person. But yeah, I definitely had a Tom Cruise book.
Her book covers were fraudulent as to who she truly was on the inside.
Yes, yes. I also had a Nicole Kidman book, cut out photos of Nicole Kidman.
Because you were just waiting for people to go, wow, you really do look like
her. Well, they did used to say that.
And there we go.
Not anymore.
I could read her like a book.
Not anymore.
Did you cover your books, Lizzie?
I did, but I'm trying to remember. I can't remember.
I can't remember what I put.
She covered hers in photos of Rose Byrne. So people would be like, oh, wow, you really look like Rose Byrne.
I didn't look like Rose Byrne as a teenager. Wore a back brace.
All right.
You look like Rose Byrne in a back brace.
Gee, things got depressing. Let's get out of here.
Also, speaking of depressing, it's World Goth Day today. So wear black, celebrate goth culture, and we'll be back tomorrow.
You'll leave at 15. All right, bye-bye.
Tickety-boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch-up. But you can score even more catch-ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.